We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Come NCAA tournament time, the goal is simply to survive in advance. Few matchups are easy, no matter what the seeds are. Ask some of those 3 and 4 seeds that have played so far in this dance. Of course, though, the 1-16s and the 2-15s are the matchups that live in infamy if the Cinderella pulls off the win, and even linger if it's much closer than the experts think. There's plenty for Michigan to work on from Saturday's win over Texas Southern. I mean, Michigan committed 14 turnovers, its highest mark since the Purdue game just before that 23-day pause. Michigan surrendered 44% shooting in the second half after really swarming the Tigers on the defensive side in half number one. And Michigan did commit 21 fouls. 5 Wolverines were whistled for 3 or more, and Hunter Dickinson fouled out for the first time in his Wolverines career. But Michigan jumped out 7-0 early, led by double figures throughout the second half, and never allowed Texas Southern to think they had a real chance. Ultimately, if Michigan does what it's in Indianapolis to do, then this was a great start. They have plenty of work still to be done, but you advanced, and you made it largely a forgettable game. Should Michigan win 5 more and be the last team standing in Indy, then we will think about this game last as the journey continues, because this was a business-like effort in a 1-16 game. That's what it's supposed to be. From here, it gets really tough. LSU looked like the real deal. Beyond that, if Michigan is able to move on, the Florida State-Colorado winner awaits, and they will have 2 strong victories on their resume in this tournament. But for Saturday, this was what it should have been, a wire-to-wire victory against the 16 seed. It's a good sign that the true stress did not start on Saturday. It's going to get going on Monday and last all the way through the rest of this Michigan push. Well, and maybe the stress begins now, thinking about that LSU matchup. We've got great guests to talk about the win here on the postgame edition of Defend the Block. Franz Wagner, Zeb Jackson, and Juwan Howard coming up next.
We're talking Michigan basketball. Welcome to Defend the Block, where we'll take you inside the basketball programs with interviews, analysis, and so much more. Now, here's your host, Brian Bush.
Wolverines 82, the Texas Southern Tigers 66. It was a fun one for the Wolverines inside Mackey Arena as they advanced to the second round. Michigan basketball's postseason journey is presented by Absopure. Absopure is a proud Michigan company since 1908 and the official bottled water of Michigan athletics. As Michigan basketball journeys through the postseason, hydrate like a Wolverine and enjoy a bottle of Absopure natural spring water, available in Meijer and other grocery stores in the state of Michigan, or brought right to you with at-home delivery service. To learn more about Absopure, AbsoPure water, visit AbsoPure.com. AbsoPure, the official bottled water of Michigan athletics. So the Wolverines get the job done, and this was an important step because, well, there wasn't a whole lot of experience amongst active players in the NCAA tournament, just 63 total minutes, the vast majority of which belonged to Eli Brooks, who looked very comfortable early in that game with a couple of big makes. So Michigan got their feet under them. They got some NCAA tournament experience. As we talked about off the top, they have some film to digest and some things to learn, but a solid effort. Speaking of gaining some experience, how about Zeb Jackson? He came in 3 of 20 from the floor on the season, 0 of 9 from downtown, and he makes two huge threes. You figured Michigan was going to adjust some things. They were going to have some new wrinkles, some new lineups. We saw some five-man groups on the floor that I don't think we've seen in relevant play at all this season, but that's what happens when you lose a player like Isaiah Livers and you have a week to get ready for it. So it was great to see Zeb deliver with those 6 first half points. Of course, Austin Davis was vital in the second half off the bench. I thought Terrence Williams the second delivered some really solid energy, and I'm still very high on what Michigan will get from Sean D. Brown Jr. Those 2 fouls and just 4 first half minutes really slowed him down. Now, as we talked about off the top, LSU seems to be the real deal. They took down St. Bonaventure 76-61. I think a lot of people knew the name Cameron Thomas. He averages 22-plus points a game, had 27 against the Bonnies in that round of 64 win, but the question about LSU was their defense. And what did they do against St. Bonaventure? 61 points. St. Bonaventure shot just 33%. LSU can score. We know that definitively. If they defend at that type of a level, it is going to be a handful for Michigan on Monday. But hey, it's amazing how people just think it's so easy when they're filling out their brackets on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then you get in it, you advance to the second round, and it gets difficult quickly. That will certainly be the case for Michigan coming up on Monday against LSU. Great interviews to share with you in a little bit. First, though, let's get the thoughts of the national champion, Terry Mills, on Michigan's victory over Texas Southern.
There's only been one 16-1 upset. You're just trying to make this game as, well, mundane as you can if you're the top seed. There's some film to work with for Michigan, but I think in terms of taking care of business, Michigan did enough in that end.
Yes. I talked about being mentally ready, and I thought that the way Michigan started this ball game, they were definitely mentally ready. They got off to a fast start, and that's what you have to do. It almost like they kind of took their wheel, and you got to do that come tournament time. You give teams a little edge, next thing you know, you're in a dogfight.
I thought what you said down the stretch in the broadcast was pertinent. Michigan was trying to go for some home run plays in that second half. They end up committing 14 total turnovers. Since the pause, they only had one game of more than 11 turnovers. That was an uncharacteristic approach from Michigan, uncharacteristic to go for those dagger plays. They got a little bit lackadaisical, but I think that's going to be great for this team to feast on and film over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Yes, because if you look at the work they've done in the first half, they were going for singles, making simple plays, and sometimes when you have a tendency to get up by a lot of points, you start to do things uncharacteristic. You've seen Coach Howard call a timeout, and I'm quite sure that that was something that he went over during the timeout is, hey, let's just keep it simple, guys.
Yeah, and Michigan did enough of that to win at 82-66. Individually, how about Mike Smith? He leads the Wolverines with 18 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Did commit his first 2 turnovers of the postseason, but we've seen throughout this season that the stage has not been too bright for him. First games as a Wolverine, getting a chance in the Big Ten. Now in the postseason in the NCAA tournament, he continues to live up to expectation and beyond that, I think.
Yeah, just very solid. You know, and what Mike Smith brings to the table is that he can score the basketball, but he can run a ball club and get others involved. And I thought he did a good job at making sure everybody got in the positions they needed to be in to score and to be very productive.
Hunter Dickinson with 16 points. He's 6 of 7 from the floor. Did foul out for the first time as a Wolverine, but he again, this was kind of his early season form. Not a ton of shots, but still a ton of points. He took advantage of the opportunities that were there.
Yeah, I mean, considering the circumstances of not, you know, Texas Southern not having a big dominant center or anything like that, and he was forced to have to, you know, do a lot of guarding on pick and roll situations. I thought he did an excellent job, you know, at you know, trying not to get in foul trouble, showing his hands, but it just shows that he's able to adjust as games go on.
In terms of Michigan in game number two without Isaiah Livers, we saw Brandon Johns Jr. come up with 11 points. I thought he represented himself well. Sean D. Brown Jr. picked up two fouls in that first half, did not score, only played 4 minutes, ended up going scoreless in this game, but he had a few hustle plays. Terrence Williams and Zeb Jackson, two freshmen getting an opportunity. Of course, Jackson, those huge three-pointers in that first half to help distance Michigan a little bit. What'd you see from that collective approach to try to replace an Isaiah Livers that is pretty close to unreplaceable?
Yeah, well, Sean D. Brown, what I loved about him is that he didn't lose focus. Some players have a tendency to lose focus. All of a sudden, you know, you get a couple fouls, shots are not falling. But his just his hustle overall, you know, for getting on the floor and coming up with some second shot opportunities for Michigan was big, you know, and the coaches are going to applaud him for that type of effort. And you talk about the other guys, Terrence Williams, to get in there and battle the way he did. And Zeb Jackson made two big shots and, you know, did a good job at running the ball club. And that's what has to happen. You got to do it collectively. And that's one of the things I said at the beginning of this ball game.
So it'll be Monday, LSU coming up for the Wolverines. The Tigers, 76-61 over St. Bonaventure. They got some guys who can score. Cameron Thomas put up 27. Your early read on a game against an LSU team that's playing as well as any team in the country right now.
Yeah, well, they're playing well, and it's going to be a different type of team than they face here today with Texas Southern. So Michigan's going to have to stay focused with them. Like you said, they love to get up and down the court. They can score with the best of them. They can rebound. So Michigan's going to have to be on top of their game, and I'm sure that this Michigan coaching staff is going to do an excellent job at getting this team prepared for LSU.
This Michigan basketball team won sixth of the way of joining Terry Mills and his 1989 teammates, the team that shocked the world and won the national championship. This was step one, an important one, a necessary one. They get harder from here. Franz Wagner, boy, he had an interesting box score, had some early aggression, and didn't take a ton of shots late, but 9 points, 9 boards, 6 assists, and he joined us to talk about the victory.
Franz, let's just start with this. It's your first chance at an NCAA tournament game. What was that feeling like? How cool was it to be out there and experience something like that?
It was really cool. I mean, obviously it's not a normal year, but you can definitely feel it's a different vibe out there. And I thought we came out really, really focused and did our job. Kind of didn't finish the game that we wanted to, but the feeling out there was definitely special, and looking forward to, I think, Monday.
Yeah, Franz, if you could, talk to me about Zeb Jackson. It just seemed like when Zeb hit that first shot, it was kind of like everyone just erupted on the bench. Is that kind of something you knew he had in him, and it was just all about him being able to get one of those shots to fall and his confidence would go through the roof?
Yeah, I mean, if you watch us in practice, Zeb is always the first one in the gym getting his workout in. Most of the times he's done before everybody else and gets in the facility. So seeing him out there and taking those shots, that's exactly what we want. And we want him to play with confidence. And I think he showed that he did today. And, even if it misses, we want him to take that same shot again. And I think that's just part of working hard like he does and having that confidence in the game.
I don't want you to reveal any secrets from the scouting report, but it has to have been different having a week to prepare without a guy like Isaiah Livers versus just that 24-hour stretch. So what was that process like, and did this team feel confident even though one of its leaders, one of its stars, was off the floor?
Without Isaiah, it's definitely, I'd say, easier practicing, knowing which player is going to play and stuff like that, but I think even against Ohio State, we did a decent job, and we kind of saw we got to do better for the future. And then, it wasn't easy preparing for Texas Southern because we didn't really know if we were going to play them until Thursday. So I think we made the best out of the situation. I felt prepared coming into the game, but we certainly missed Isaiah out there.
Yeah, Franz, you talked about, you know, you guys got the victory and you move on, and that's what it's all about, is survive in advance. But, you talked about at the end coming down the stretch about you guys not finishing necessarily the way you wanted to. What did you feel like you guys didn't do and that you need to do better coming down the stretch?
I thought we played a little sloppy with the basketball, which that the turnover was for them, and then easy opportunities at the other end. Then we fouled when we shouldn't have fouled, giving them easy opportunities to score without the clock running. So that's exactly what you can do when you're up in a game, and we definitely got to fix that for the next one.
You alluded to the fouls, and the Wolverines were whistled for 21. It seems like in this tournament there are more fouls called. Do you feel like things are called a little bit tighter? Not saying it was, you know, lunging one side or the other, but do you feel like the game was called a little bit tighter today?
I don't know. I think each game is different, even in the Big Ten. I know it's very physical, but even there the games are sometimes officiated a little different, and you kind of got to figure out throughout the game what's allowed and what's not really. And I think that's how it's supposed to be. I think that's how it is everywhere. But I think the same applies here. You can be very, very physical and not foul at the same time. But you also can be not physical and then just be undisciplined and reach and foul like that. So I think the refs... They neither can they help us or hurt us. So that's kind of the mindset we have, and I think that helps us a lot.
Yeah, Franz, you talked about one of my keys for you guys was being mentally ready to go. Seemed like you guys were really, really locked in right at the beginning of the game. I think you guys came out blazing, and you hit them with a 7-0 run. What do you attribute that to?
I mean, yeah, just eager to get out there. I know it was the first game for a lot of us in the tournament, so I know everybody was excited. And, yeah, we were in the hotel for so long. I think everybody was eager to get out there and finally play.
Well, you guys are there for at least two more days. You play well for 40 minutes to earn another 40. Looking forward to Monday against LSU. Franz, we appreciate the time. Heck of a job today.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff as always from Franz, and well, Franz is a Defend the Block veteran. This is the first time we're getting a chance to chat with Zeb Jackson, well-earned after his tremendous spark off that Michigan bench. Let's talk to Zeb after the Wolverines advanced.
Zeb, let's start with your progression through practice. There's been a lot of work, I know, in moving from getting some playing time to not being out there a ton. What's your evolution been like, and how did it come to fruition here today?
I mean, I understand that I'm in a really good situation, and for me, it was just about staying hungry and working hard. I mean, the minutes didn't really matter to me as long as I felt like I was getting better, which I did, and I just wanted to make sure that I stayed ready so I didn't have to get ready for any moment.
You know, one of your biggest fans, and it's good to have you on. I couldn't wait to get you on here, and just talk about your shot overall. I kind of felt like, you know, when it came to your shot, once you seen one fall, and I even said it on the broadcast, if he can get one to go, it's going to boost his confidence. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I appreciate it, by the way. And yeah. I mean, really, I understand a lot of the work that I put in. And for me, it was just about having it translate to the game. I mean, it's a big difference between working out by myself to practice to a game to even the March Madness game. So, I mean, it was just about me translating it, but I knew I had it.
What was it like to be on the floor for a March Madness game? I'm sure you've watched plenty of these growing up. So the chance to not just go out there and play, but to contribute the way that you did, what was that like?
I can't remember who I was telling on the team, but I was saying the same thing. It's crazy going from watching March Madness to actually playing in one of the games. So, I mean, it was awesome for me, a huge experience, and I mean, our goal is to win it all, so we just got to stay locked in.
Yeah, Zeb, how important was it for you guys to be able to sit back and watch some of these other upsets in these games? You're an Ohio guy and understand that Ohio State lost. How important was it for you to see that and understand, hey, this we don't want this to happen to us?
I mean, we're we're not one of those teams that really think about what other teams are going through. We just kind of stay locked in together and just worry about our task. But, I mean, seeing those things were definitely crazy, but we didn't let it affect us at all or pay too much attention to it.
Zeb, we've talked about trying to replace Isaiah Livers, and one person, one switch can't necessarily do that. But how, over the last few days in practice, have you guys gotten to a point where you feel like you can collectively go to that and get it done? And how did that come to fruition here today?
One of our big things is next man up. So we had confidence in Brandon coming in starting and everyone else who had to step up. So we definitely were sad that they wasn't able to play, but like we said, it's just always next man up, and Zay's been a leader off the floor in practice and even in the game. So,
yeah, Zeb, who is the one guy you can say or teammate on your team that you can say kind of took you under his wing and you kind of work with along your progression this year?
I say it was a combination of Mike and Eli, and even Coach Howard Isley and Jerron Simmons, our video coordinator, all four of them have really helped me learn a lot through this whole process and kept my head in the right space and just helped me get better overall.
Well, I remember Jerron was big in the NCAA tournament opener, and that got that team all the way to the national championship. Here's hoping the same for you and this club. Zeb, we appreciate the time. Congratulations. Heck of an effort.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Fun to catch up with Zeb Jackson, the freshman, is somebody who Juwan Howard has talked about throughout the season as a young man who's getting better in practice, who is staying ready so he doesn't have to get ready. Let's indeed talk to the head coach about Zeb and the rest of this victory for the Wolverines on Saturday.
Coach, let's start with your team's defensive effort, limiting Texas Southern to 36% shooting, especially in that first half. The defense was tremendous. How was this defense able to be so successful?
Well, our defense, man, has been solid all season, and it's helped us get to where we are now. We understood that, you know, that this team's going to come out being very aggressive, whether they're up or they're down in the ball game. And I'm just so proud of how our team competed for 40 minutes, and the defense truly was very impactful to today's victory.
Yeah, Coach, speaking of Texas Southern being aggressive, 42 points in the paint of their 66 scored. How do you think your team handled that, knowing that a team's trying to get downhill and not a real good three-point shooting team?
Well, I think our team did a damn good job of handling that situation because of, you know, if you look back to how a team, you know, put their head down and drive, and you're not knowing what if the referee going to call a foul, and there were some fouls that was called when we were playing solid defense. And, you know, it puts anyone in a situation where – you know, you're afraid to even, like, move your feet because you never know, like, when a team is, you know, attacking the paint and you raise your hands up if there's going to be foul call on you or not. So I love our approach. I also love, you know, how we stayed the course when the team made a run. And this is the NCAA tournament, fellas. Team's going to make runs. But the key is, you know, we just stayed the course.
Speaking of staying the course, Zeb Jackson, he hasn't played much as of late. Comes up with two big threes, his first two career collegiate threes. You've talked all year about how well he's played in practice, how well he's performed, how hard he's worked. What was it like to see him get a chance to go out there and do what he did?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the first part because there was some noise in the background. Who are you speaking of?
Of Zeb.
Zeb, man. You know, he did a great job of staying ready. And, you know, never know when your name is called on it. You know, it's tough, man, you know, when you don't expect to. Or possibly he did maybe expect to play, but he hadn't played in a while and come in and give us the lift that he did. You know, just shows a lot about his, you know, his mindset. You know, because there are times, you know, and Terry can attest to this, where a guy hadn't played in a long time and, you know, they want to have that, you know, pity party. But Zeb has been very mature during the process. And, you know, that's an example of staying ready when you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, Coach, if you could talk about your efficiency. You talked about your defense, and you were able to force 10 turnovers, but actually scored 19 points off of those 10 turnovers.
Yeah, our press, you know, having Franz in the front of the press, Mike and Eli back there behind him, and, you know, the two big fellas, whether it's Brandon and, you know, Austin, or Brandon and Hunter, or Terrence, you know, it was great to see the activity where our guys did a really good job of being active by, you know, whether it's deflections or whether it was steals, but not allowing, you know, Texas Southern just to come down, walk the ball up the floor, and run their sets. And that's how we have to be. You know, I'd love to see us get more than 10 turnovers, but it was great to be able to capitalize by scoring 19 points off those 10 turnovers.
Well, Coach, we know there's a lot of media obligations during all this, so we appreciate you carving out a few minutes for us. Good luck in the prep as your team gets ready for LSU on Monday.
Thank you, fellas. Y'all stay safe.
That'll do it for this edition of Defend the Block. Can't share with you the audio highlights as much as I would love to. They are restricted by the NCAA and Westwood One. Also, why we're unable to stream our broadcast, but any of our outstanding radio affiliates will bring you Michigan and LSU coming up on Monday. Also, again, a big thanks to AbsoPure, the presenting sponsor of Michigan basketball's postseason journey. AbsoPure, the official bottled water of Michigan athletics. Can't wait for it. Monday, Wolverines, Tigers. It'll be a blast. Winner to the Sweet 16. For Terry Mills, Juwan Howard, Franz Wagner, and Zeb Jackson, I'm Brian Bush. Thank you so much for listening, and go Blue.
Thanks for listening to today's edition of Defend the Block, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGo Blue Podcasts. The preceding is a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.